New concerts coming to the Harvester were announced recently, including Grammy winner Michael McDonald. It is this level of artist and the consistency of the shows and community support that have contributed to the Harvester's success, according to CEO and Rocky Mount Assistant Town Manager Matthew Hankins.
Program it heavily and get behind it. You've got to have your local residents willing to support it. You've got to be able to program it heavily because the impact comes from people coming in. You know, we don't have a civic center type impact here. We can't bring in 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people at once. We bring people in 500, 600 at a time. So, if you don't do programming on a consistent basis, 3, 4, 5 times a week, you don't see the economic impact.
Hankins says the town also helps the Harvester financially.
When the Harvester opened, we saw a significant increase in what we brought in through meals tax income, and those funds went back into supporting the Harvester.
Hankins says this year that amount is expected to be about $340,000. He says this investment by Rocky Mount in the Harvester is paying big dividends, so much so that Virginia Tech's Department of Economic Development has been commissioned to do an economic impact study.
Well, we've been pretty conservative with the numbers. I'm confident the number is going to be higher than we've been saying, $4 to $5 million local annual economic impact. But we'd like for them to certainly give us what their sense is of what we do. And they've got a lot of good data to give us good numbers. So we're pretty excited about whatever that number is.
In the meantime, Harvester General Manager Gary Jackson will keep bringing concerts to Rocky Mount.
Baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please?
Other shows coming to the Harvester after the first of the year include Southern Culture on the Skids, Blues Traveler, Taj Mahal, and Tower of Power. Will Jackson reveal his secret to success?
I'd have to shoot you. I don't know if there is any secret. I've just been doing it my whole life. It's like being a farmer. You plant this idea and you try to nurture it and watch it grow. There is no magic formula.
But Jackson keeps the magic happening. Blackberry Smoke will be at the Harvester in February, and the show is already sold out. I'm Luke Church.